Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara continues the discussion of three chatzeros, where each of the outer chatzeros has a separate Erev with the middle chatzer. There are two versions of the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabban in this case. First, Rabbi Yehuda Merav says that Rabbi Shimon allows carrying between the middle and outer chatzeros, but the Chum hold Rishos Achas Meshameshos L'Shtei Rishuyos, Avalo Shtei Rishuyos Meshameshos Rishos Achas. The people from the outer chatzeros can carry to the inner chatzer, but the people from the inner chatzer cannot carry to the outer chatzer. Second version is, Shmuel said Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that the outer chatzer can carry to the inner, but not vice versa. The Chum hold Shlashta Nasuros, nothing can be carried between any of the three chatzeros. Tari Kavasid Rabbi Yehuda Alibid Shmuel, we have an explicit price that conforms to Shmuel's understanding of the Machlokas. Vazer Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Shimon fits with his pasuk about Chatzar Shemein Shnei Mavuos, a chatzar that's located between two alleyways and makes an Eruv with each Mavoy. The people from the chatzar cannot carry into either Mavoy. Parenthetically, we add that Lo Irem Shneim, if the chatzar didn't join the Eruv of either Mavoy, none of the other chatzeros in those Mavuos are permitted to carry to the Mavoy, either because of the failure of a single chatzar to participate in the Eruv ruins it for everybody, none of them are able to carry in that mavoy either. No one's allowed to carry there because if you have one chatz, it's not participating. It's going to ruin it for everybody. Shmuel just adds three qualifications for these rules. First of all, if the members of the chatzer usually use one of the two mavuos, the other mavoy can still have a kosher erev with its own chatzeros. Second, if the chatzer joins in the erev of the mavoy it doesn't usually use, the one that it usually uses can also have an erev with this chatzer, because this chatzer has not actively removed itself from its normal mavoy. Third, if the mavoy it normally uses made its own erev, but the other mavoy did not make its own erev, we consider the chatzer to belong to the mavoy it doesn't normally use, so that the erev in the mavoy normally uses can be valid. This is an example of forcing people to do something beneficial for others when it doesn't hurt them in any way. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda teaches two important pesachim of Shmuel relating to Eruvei Chatzeros. First, unlike Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel holds that if somebody is makbid that nobody eats the food he contributed to the Eruv, it invalidates the entire Eruv, even though it's all kept in one kli. The word Eruv means mixing together. Second, even though we hold like Beis Hillel, that the Erev can be put in a different kelim, if a person specifically takes out his portion and puts it in a different kli, the Erev is pasul, even though he doesn't mind if others eat from it. The Gemara quotes a machlokas about how an Erev works. Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. When everybody contributes bread to the Erev, they are all acquiring a portion of the house that the Erev is in. The reason we don't use money for this Kinyan is that money is usually not available in Erev Shabbos. Chum made a gzera that an Erev won't even work with money because we're concerned Shema Yomru Ma'ik, or people will think that it can only be made with money. Rabba Amar, Erev Mishum Dira. Nobody who contributes to the Erev actually owns the house where the Erev is kept, but everybody becomes a resident of that house for that Shabbos. There are three nafkamina between the two opinions. According to Shmuel, an Erev made with a kli would be valid since it can be used for a kinyan, but an Erev made with less than a shavu pruto of bread would not be valid. A katan couldn't affect the Erev because of his inability to make a kinyan. According to Rabba, an Erev made with a kli would not be valid, but one made with less than a shavu pruto of bread would be valid since no kinyan is necessary, and a katan can collect the Erev. Neither Shmuel nor Rabba will have a problem with one representative of a chatzer bringing the Erev to another chatzer to join, since Shlichus Tekulu Ka'avid, that one representative is assumed to be acting on behalf of everybody to either be kona a space or establish residence in the other chatzer. The Mishnah teaches three halachos. First, Misha Baba Darach V'Chashchalo. A person who has not arrived within Tchum Shabbos of his house before Shabbos can identify a very specific spot by a landmark, such as a tree that's within 2,000 amos of where he is and within 2,000 amos of his home, and establish that spot as a Shabbos residence. If he recognizes the landmark but doesn't specify the exact location where he wants Shvisa, for example, he says Shvisasi Tachtav, that his residence should be under the tree, it doesn't work. He has to say Be'ikaro, at the base of the tree. The Gemara mentions Machlok Amoraim as to what we mean by lo amar klum, that it doesn't work. Rav holds that he's left with no Shabbos residence and is limited to walking 4 amos, while Shmuel holds that he has to measure 2,000 amos from the far end of the tree to his current location and from the other end of the tree to his house. The space the tree takes up is chamar gamal, counts toward the 2,000 amos in each direction, l'chumra. Second, there's a machlokas how to measure the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus holds agulos, we draw a circle around the person with a diameter of 4,000 amos, v'chamra meruvaos, we draw a square around him with sides of 4,000 amos. This gives him obviously a lot more space than the corners. Finally, the Mishnah records a machlokas whether only an ani is permitted to be ma'ariv bragalav, establish Shabbos residence by his presence rather than with food, that's Rabbi Meir's shita, or even an ashir could do it, and that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda.